Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Hello, Rachel. My name is Marie Dempsey. I was speaking with another operator, and she transferred me to you.
Okay. So that I can better assist, if I could please have your zip code.
15235. And if I can ask, if you can speak up some.
Okay, that volume has been increased.
Thanks.
Okay, and you said the zip code is 52?
15235.
Okay, 15235. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's see. Just one moment, please. All right, may I also please have your name?
Marie Dempsey.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Dempsey. And one moment, please. Still accessing information. All right, I'm just about there. All right, Ms. Dempsey, for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
284 Everglade Drive, Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay, thank you so much. And please verify your email address.
mjdv1955@comcast.net.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And please verify your phone number.
412-418-6139.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'm accessing the remainder. All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name, your address, your email, and your phone number, and the system is showing a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app. And how is it that I can assist?
Okay. You just said you see a cancellation for what?
It's called the Bytes Hub app.
Can you spell that? Because I can't hear you.
It's BITESHUB.
I have no idea what that is. I have two charges on my account from 418 and 516, each $59.89.
Yes, ma'am, it does show both. On 418, there was a survey that was done, it shows, and a contest was entered. It shows that the mixer is the item that was offered there to win. Normally, the customer did complete a survey. This was done online. Now, we don't have the name of the survey, but that's how these start. The Bytes Hub Mail app is in the terms and conditions, and that's what's the cost of $59.89.
No. Yeah, I don't care if it's little disclosures or whatever. No, I want this refunded, and if you're not going to be able to help me, I will take this to my bank through their fraud department.
Well, we have to tell you how it starts. That's the information it shows, and this was an online process. Based on the information that it has here, there was some activity that was done on 418. Did you check with someone in your household to see if someone responded to an offer to try to get a mixer?
No.
Okay, now what I'm able to refund, there is a non-refundable setup fee when this is transacted. Since we don't do it over the phone, I can refund $54.89.
And so that'll just do for May's charge, basically.
I can refund it for May and for April.
Okay. That's super.
Okay.
And I would appreciate, yes, a cancellation on this.
It's already canceled. It was canceled before you were transferred over. So there is no more subscription. It would have been monthly. And let's see. Take just a moment. I have to refund them one at a time.
Thank you. What is Bite Hub?
Yeah, it's a meal app. With it, the customer can get recipe plans and meal guides. It helps you to count calories. There's features with it. You would have to, pardon me, you would have to download the app. With some customers that I've spoken with, I believe information comes to their email. But you probably would have to check the junk and spam. We don't manually send it, but when the request is initially done, that information for confirmation is sent to the email address. So I don't know how
often
you would clear your emails, but.
Yeah. Even if I had done something like that, I have no idea how my credit card was used.
All right. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you will see the $54.89 for April and for May postback is 2 separate credits. You have a refund confirmation number of
R920-727-939. Oh, 939, okay. Okay, Rachel, thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, nothing else. Thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You have yourself a good day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.